Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 9th of June, recording at 9:19 p.m. That's pretty summertime. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In Asian stock markets, mixed was the performance, as some of the smaller markets are doing best and commodity-related markets. So for instance, Indonesia as an outstanding performer, albeit accelerating higher, as is Vietnam, another commodity exporter. It's shown some dramatic gains in the last few weeks. And also Thailand has been quite firm. Now, China was steady here today as well. European stock markets mixed, modest gains, modest declines. And Wall Street really reflects that overall. It was in the modest plus column most of the day. Best gain was in the NASDAQ composite, which closed up nearly 1%. The Dow was down a fraction. Now, elsewhere, long-dated government bonds were a little bit steadier. Bigger news on the day was the U.S. dollar, which took a hit. The dollar index is down over 1,000 points as I speak. That's back under the 80 level. And not surprisingly, we saw the commodity markets surge against that background. And the biggest gains were by industrial metals. And tin's back up to 15,000. That's up $700. Copper is up over 10 cents. And they say they were all really quite strong. Indeed, all commodities were strong, save, I think, cotton is the only one that I saw that was on the was down on the day. Gold is a few dollars higher, but off its highs. It's trading around 9.55 as I speak. And crude oil, really very, very steady in here, just below the $70 level. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, we have certainly seen more ranging than trending in the last couple of weeks. However, that would apply to the UK stock market, to the US stock markets, most of the European stock markets. But we have seen some pretty strong performances. I mentioned some of the smaller commodity-related markets, and that's also true of South America's commodity-related markets. Those have been extremely strong. That remains a key Fuller Money theme. But the bigger ones, such as Brazil, although it's been a stunning performance, really since last October, but these moves have slowed down. So that suggests, as I've said before, that supply and demand are more evenly balanced. Demand arguably still has the upper hand, but we can expect it to spill over in time, or for that balance to change, and with supply to get the upper hand, and then to probably result in a multi-month correction. And I wouldn't be surprised if that started more or less any time. In terms of lead indicators, Taiwan may be important, and Taiwan extended yesterday's drop, so it clearly looks different on the charts. I might do a quite extensive chart review tomorrow in comment of the day. But Taiwan had one of the best gains overall, and it combines both the Asian theme and also the technology theme, and technology is a lead sector as well. And Taiwan has definitely lost its upside momentum. Now, again, I'm not looking for anything other than a correction for these stock markets, and I think that would be a buying opportunity. But I have said before that anyone who would feel extremely hard done by and depressed by a 20 to 30% correction in these stock markets, particularly the markets that have done best and are higher beta anyway, that they might think about some defensive action at this stage. And what I would most ca but what I would most caution against is hoping that markets don't get a correction, because you know they always do. It goes with the business. Bull markets are punctuated by a number of reactions and consolidations and a few corrections that last considerably longer, just as bear markets are interrupted by the same. So enough said on that point overall. But I emphasize that in terms of inflation, inflationary moves and assets, that it's commodities and stock markets all the way. And therefore, that's the way that we protect ourselves against the inflation that's been created by this record-breaking monetary reflation that that we have witnessed. Now, record-breaking or historic descriptions are overused, but it certainly applies in this case. Never in the history of the world have we seen such a massive, coordinated, and global attempt to reflate the global economy and markets. And it inevitably succeeds, but it succeeds if you keep on doing it with the quantitative easing. But it succeeds much more for some markets than for others. For instance, it's only going to cushion downside risk in house prices where those big bubbles burst from the UK to the USA, but it can significantly boost and is significantly boosting stock markets and commodity markets. So, correction aside, I do expect to see more asset reflation in those two areas, commodities and stock markets. And anytime you combine the resources and Asian theme, I think that's where you see the best gains overall. Now, the US dollar. I think that the US dollar's best chance of a rally, and I'm only looking for a technical rally. I'm not a fan of the dollar, as you know, but best chance for a little bit more of a technical rally than we have seen from late last week, which was sharply interrupted here today, as I mentioned at the beginning, would be if we saw some support erosion by Wall Street, and leading to the Wall Street leash effect dragging down stock markets, which are still in some pretty steep type 2 uptrends. Now, that's probably going to happen at some point. It doesn't guarantee that the dollar would get a decent rally, but so far, in recent months, and maybe most of the last year or more, that the knee-jerk reaction has been weak stock markets, the dollar firms, and vice versa. So that wouldn't be at all surprising. And if we were to see that stock market correction, and if that then spilled over into led to a firmer US dollar, then you'd probably see weaker commodity prices as well, but only temporarily. So the as the risk of that stock market correction increases, that does make the environment a little bit more risky for some of the asset plays that we're involved in terms of short to medium term timing. On a somewhat longer term basis, I don't think we're going to see any significant tightening of monetary policy by central banks really for quite some time. And if that's the case, then we will certainly see additional gains in the stock markets and also in the commodity markets, and some of them will score spectacular gains in addition to what we have already seen. Now, what else to mention here? Which commodities? Well, I think the metals are the most interesting of all. The precious metal sector, that has been the stellar performer since last October, but the industrial metals are benefiting from this restocking that China has been doing, and they are cheap relative to the precious metals in here right now. They're not mutually exclusive, of course, and I favor having long positions in both. And having lightened a lot recently, I stepped in and opened some new positions here today, which you'll be able to read about in comment of the day. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.